Archie was ready to die. At least he thought he was. The sentence had been formally read, he had had his last meal, and the prison chaplain had asked God to have mercy on his soul. Now, as he sat quietly in his cell, the hour was upon him. In the distance, he could hear the doors of the outer cells opening and closing. The warden and his entourage were coming to take him to the electric chair. The sound of rattling keys and opening and closing of steel doors grew nearer and louder. Then he heard the door to the death row cell block open, and a chorus of footsteps tromped across the concrete floor. With military precision, the entourage stopped in front of Archie's cell. There was the warden, two assistants, the chaplain, the executioner, and the prison physician. The warden faced Archie. "Archibald William Johnson?" he asked. "That's me," Archie replied. With businesslike certainty, the warden unfolded an official-looking document. Then he put on his glasses and began reading. "The state of Georgia has decreed that you be executed in the electric chair at Valdosta State Prison at midnight on April 23rd, 1961, which is today. The hour is now approximately 11:35 p.m. Some preparation time will be needed to carry out the court's order. You must come with us so we may carry out the wishes of the state." Seconds later, the two assistants entered the cell, placed handcuffs on Archie's wrists, and escorted him out. Then the seven men, with Archie in front, started walking out of the death row cell block.
"Goodbye, Archie,"
said Charlie Fancher, another death row inmate whose cell was directly across from Archie's. Archie nodded at his old friend.
"May God have mercy on you,"
said Moses Washington, an older black man who had been Archie's best friend during his years on death row.
"Bye, Moses,"
Archie said.
"In about 15 minutes, you're going to be in hell,"
said Ray Ray Hollingsworth, whom Archie had once fought over a piece of cornbread in the prison mess hall.